Good morning. I'm Steve Mencherin for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight. And my guest this morning is Doron Hovav, Program Director of the Israeli Film Festival at the Jewish Community Center in Santa Rosa. Welcome, Doron.
Thank you.
And these are some Israeli films that you're getting ready to show at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol, one of my favorite movie theaters, and not so far from my home. So I'm looking forward to maybe going down there.
You're welcome to come.
Thank you. The one we're going to talk about today is called Fractures. And if I see a film with a title of Fractures, I become a little anxious.
Yeah,
I think there's going to be some drama.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the film.
Okay, so the film Fractures was born as a play. It was a small play with four actors about sexual harassment in the workplace. And then it was adapted to film, and it's a very different angle than the one that we're used to seeing, because usually what drives the story is the person being abused. And here you get the viewpoint of the accused abuser and his wife and other points of view that you don't usually get. And it got some people unhappy, because why do you give them the time, right? But the screenwriter said that that's exactly what she wanted to do. She wanted to make us understand the whole picture, not just what the person, the victim is going through, but also what the family of the accuser is, what the family of the victim is going through, right? And this will enable us to have a meaningful conversation that will inspire change. Whereas if you only look at what the victim is going through, it is harder to inspire change and to learn what behaviors to avoid and how to react and all that kind of thing.
Now, do you have, speaking of discussions, are there ever any post-film discussions as part of the film festival? Will this be one of them or not?
I wish it were. We try to find speakers for some of the films, and I'm sure 100% that the conversation will spill into the lobby and into the car on the way home and maybe to the next day. We don't have a speaker lined up for after the film.
All right. Tell me now a little bit about cultural differences. If you asked me for the cliches, I would say, and I've been to Israel just once and somehow see Israelis in this country, I would say that it's a slightly male-dominated culture, a little bit more than our own culture. Does this play out in the film, or am I right or wrong about this?
Well, it is a true observation. It is true. And what we get in the film is, well, first of all, we get the female perspective. So the wife of the accused gets a lot of screen time, because it's important to see what his actions are causing in his family as well. And not only that, but also the police people, there are two policemen in this story, are not acting the way you would expect. Not necessarily the way you would expect.
Male policemen?
Two male policemen.
All right.
Some of it is about them trying to get the truth out of the person, but some of it is the way they see things. They have their own families, and they have their own actions to think about. And so how does this play out?
Okay, so this is on Tuesday, March 12th at 1 and 7 p.m. at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. You don't have to have lunch or dinner. You can get all your food there at Rialto, as I well know. And I've been speaking with Doron Hovav. He's the program director of the Israeli Film Festival put on by the Jewish Community Center in Santa Rosa. If you want to go online and find more information, jccsoco.org. 707-528-4222. And thanks for joining us, Doron.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm Steve Mencher, in for Roland Giacopetti on today's Sonoma Spotlight.